Can you talk a little bit about what's new in terms of understanding the pathophysiology of the disease, the pathogenesis? I was curious about the alterations that are seen in terms of BRAF mutations.
Sure, absolutely. And of course, highly relevant in terms of there being BRAF inhibitors that can be used. And another example where, you know, you can use a drug designed for other indications once you understand the pathophysiology and you have access to inhibitors that are able to hit particular pathways. It's very commonly affected, but of course not invariably affected. So again, you have to know if you're going to use those sorts of inhibitors that the patient has that mutation for it to be able to respond.
And is this the same sort of V600E mutation that's seen in melanoma and lung cancer, for example?
Yeah, it's very similar, but the place in which the mutations can occur, they largely cluster, but they can be outside that area. So it's about making sure you've got the assay that incorporates where the mutation is likely to be, but also to incorporate some of the other exons where mutations might be and be thinking about, is a patient going to have that mutation to be able to target it?